If you didn't enjoy that, you don't love the Lord and you walk funny, amen? I appreciate Brother Jack Patterson. He's my friend and not just someone we support, but he's my friend. And I thank God for him. Brother Freddie, by the end of the week, I would like somewhere on our church sign for it to read, "In loving memory of Lester Roloff," amen? You may be on to something right there, preacher. Amen. You are now sitting in the Lester Roloff Memorial Auditorium. Our kids are playing in the Lester Roloff Memorial Gym. Take your Bible and go to Isaiah chapter number 40 tonight. Isaiah chapter number 40. Y'all love the Lord? Say amen. Now listen to me carefully. You better thank God for men like Jack Patterson, like Brother Jason Crow, who feel that their calling in life is to fallen men. For such were some of you. Yes, amen. Had it not been for the good grace of God, that's where you'd be tonight. Hadn't been for the grace of God, you'd be in hell at best. Amen. I mean, a men's home or a group home would be something good for you, but for the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people frown on trying to reach the down and out, the addicted. I would be willing to say that everybody in this room is addicted to something. I can look around, some of you addicted to eating. Amen. Chick-fil-A, Brother Jack said. How'd you like that? He said he didn't play golf, he played pool because the holes were closer together. That's classic right there, brother. Thank you, Brother Jack. We love you. At the end of the service, Brother Tom, he didn't ask, but I'm going to take up an offering, help get them some gas money to get them on down the road and be a blessing to them. I'm going to be praying for this dear family right here. If you have signed on to help Brother Jack, you have you've signed your name on a big dotted line, brother. Amen. And I mean that with all my heart. I'm afraid sometimes we take what we do for God too lightly. Amen. When it's a more serious thing. Amen. We ought to take our job as serious as a brain surgeon. Yeah. Tanner Dunlop, my little cousin, had brain surgery. I flew up to Cincinnati, Ohio to be there with him in the surgery. The surgery lasted 12 hours and 45 minutes. Brother Patterson, the brain surgeon, came out. Young lady, I was shocked when I saw her. A young woman, and she stood there, and you could tell her hair was soaking wet where she had been sweating. And I said, 12 hours and 45 minutes. I said, I'm sure they allowed you to take a break somewhere in there. She said, oh, no. She said, once my hand enters that brain, I do not move till it's closed. She takes her job serious. We ought to take what we're doing for God serious. Amen. I want to show you a simple thought tonight in some familiar scripture. But I want to show you for a minute tonight the importance of prayer. We've got a big day coming up on Sunday. We need to pray. We're short on preparation, but we ought to be much on prayer. Let me say that again. Though we be short on preparation, if we be much in prayer, there is no telling what God can do. We've got youth rally coming up next weekend, the last weekend of this month. We've got Brother Peacock, Brother David's coming, and he'll be preaching, and Lord willing, I'll be preaching. And we got kids coming from different parts of the country and going to be here. Listen, that thing needs to be bathed in prayer. Brother Jack is looking at 200 acres in Michigan, a farm that somebody's willing to give him. Now listen, with 200 acres is going to mean much responsibility, much more help, much more money to support the work. What are you saying? We need to be a praying people. Needless to say, I believe we're living in the last days. I believe we're living in the day you and I are going to get to witness part of that great falling away. I believe we're seeing it now. I'm watching preacher after preacher after preacher take Baptist off their sign. I'm not talking about in the big cities. I'm talking about right here where we live. I know of a preacher right down the road. They're not having church tonight. They didn't have church Sunday night. They didn't have Sunday school Sunday morning. Are y'all listening to me? It's gone this whole Rick Warren purpose-driven, make-you-want-to-vomit kind of movement. What are you saying? I'm saying we better pray. We better pray. And they're doing all that to reach a better crowd. Listen, I'd rather have a small crowd that loves God and got the power of God down in their soul. Amen. Y'all all right? Prayer is a much needed thing and a much neglected thing in our churches. In Isaiah chapter number 40, I want you to notice. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
They need to turn me up a little bit, Brother Thomas. Are we okay? We're all right. Isaiah chapter number 40, and I want you to look at verse number 30. I want to show you why we need prayer. In Isaiah 40 and verse number 30, the Bible said, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father, help us tonight as, Lord, we try to give this simple truth to our people. Lord God, we pray that you open their hearts and they receive it tonight. Lord God, we pray you get honor and glory out of this service. And God, while we try to scratchy voice through this message tonight, God, I pray in the classroom surrounding us, in the gym behind us, that some little boy or girl come to know you in the free pardon of sin tonight. Have your way, God, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's look at our scripture again. I hope you've already saw where we're going. The Bible said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Even the young men shall utterly fall. Listen, I'm going to tell you why we'd stand in need of prayer tonight. I'm going to give you 2 points. That's all I've got. 2 simple thoughts, and I don't know if I've got enough throat to get through that. I want to say, number one, it is our weakness that makes our prayer life necessary. It is our weakness that makes our prayer life necessary. Say it again. I'm going to say it till you get it. It's our weakness that makes our prayer life necessary. Now listen, we ought to pray even when we're strong. We ought to pray just for fellowship with our Savior. We ought to pray just for communion with God. But it's my weakness that drives me to my knees. There's days I pray, Brother Jason, out of duty. I pray because I'm supposed to pray. But there are those times when I fall on my knees because I need God. And when I realize I need God, it's when I realize how insufficient I am and how insufficient my strength is. And I realize that through myself, I can do nothing. Paul said, I know that as in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. It is our weakness that makes our prayer necessary. Now, don't you notice what he said? Pay attention to the scripture. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Why does he use the youth? That's a picture of health. That's a picture of life. That's a picture of exuberance. That's a picture of zeal. Amen. You ever looked at a teenager sitting on a couch with a video game? And they look around like I'm bored. They ain't nothing to do. I like what Brother Jonathan Manee said. He said, we had something when we was little this generation don't have. We had outside. Amen. 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 You ever look at these kids and think, it kills my soul, man. They drank a case of Red Bull a day just to play video game. I thought, my goodness, man. Listen, you see a teenager, man, you expect somebody that ought to be bouncing off the wall, somebody that ought to just be full of life and full of zeal and making ramps to jump with their bicycle and I mean, you know what I'm saying, climbing trees and building tree houses and all them kind of things. But we're living in a lazy generation. Listen, he said, even the youth shall think. Than us who have been saved a while. We going along in our Christian life and all of a sudden we hit one of those lulls and we hit one of those down times and it just seems like our lips dragging the ground and we're discouraged and we're despondent and we're dismayed and we just feel like we want to quit. Hey, he said it's going to happen. He said it's going to happen. He said you're going to get weak. There's going to be days and there's going to be times of weakness. And in our times of weakness, that's when we need his strength and we need his power to spur us and to drive us on. Where do we tap in to that strength? Where do we tap in to that energy from on high? I'll tell you where we tap into it. Right here on our knees.
Yes. Amen. We come before the throne of God and we ask God for mercy and we ask God for help and we ask God for strength, and He giveth liberally to all men. But bless God, we've got to ask.
Amen. There's too much to do for us not to pray. Amen. It's our weakness that makes prayer necessary. Listen, I can't get through tomorrow on my strength. I can't get through this sermon on my strength. I'm being honest with you. I feel like every time I speak, there's gears grinding together in my throat. But God's my helper tonight. Amen. Let me say it again. God's my helper tonight. I'm not depending on what Eddie White can do. I'm depending on I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It is because of my weakness that drives me to my prayer to ask my God for the help that I need. Some of you are struggling. Some of you are just clawing your way through. Have you thought to pray? I run into people all the time and say, "Brother, how you doing?" They say, "Man, I'm just about out of gas." "Well, when are you going to pull into the filling station? When are you going to pull up to the pump and say, 'Lord, fill her up'? Amen. Lord, fill my cup." If we're not careful in the ministry, Brother Jack, we give out and 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 we burn our candle at both ends, and we're playing tug of war with our own tail, and we're just fighting against our own self. And every now and then we've got to get under the spout where the blood comes out, and we've got to get renewed from on high, because we'll not find that renewal in a camp meeting somewhere. We won't find that renewal in a Bible conference somewhere. We won't refine that renewal in some little class somewhere. It's going to have to be us getting a hold of God and saying, "God, I need your strength, and God, I need your power, because I'm weak." Amen. Amen. Rarely do you run into somebody, you shake their hand, Brother Jack, and say, "How you doing?" They go, "Brother, I'm weak. I'm weak." Pride won't let you do that, will it? We want everybody to think we're okay. "How you doing?" "Great." "You bald-faced liar. You all right?" You never run into anybody and say, "Man, how you doing?" "Man, I'm weak. I need your prayer. I'm not doing so good spiritually right now. I need some help." Why can't we be honest? We're too full of pride. Why? We're more worried what everybody else's perception of us is than what God's perception of us is. You listen to me well tonight. God knows where you are, and God knows what state you're in, and God knows what you stand in need of. And when you're telling everybody else how great you are and how on fire for God you are, I wonder if God's not sitting and going to heaven, in heaven going, "What? Is that the same person that I saw crying just a few minutes ago?" It's our weakness that makes our prayer life necessary. What we got to realize is that's normal. That's natural. We're walking around in a body of flesh. One of these days, this robe of flesh, I'll drop and rise. Amen. We'll shout while passing through the air, "Farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer." We won't need it no more. Amen. But while we're in this body, brother, we're going to have days of weakness. We're going to have days of trial. Let me show you a couple of things. Let me show you something. Why we are so weak. We're dependent people. We are dependent people. Go to Psalms 146. Psalms 146. I'll get you out of here by the time the kids are done. You can't go home till they get out anyway. Amen. We are dependent people. Listen, I'm a Baptist. I'm Baptist to the bone. Somebody asked me one time, said, "What would you be if you weren't a Baptist?" I'd be embarrassed. Amen. I'll take Happy Valley off the sign before I take Baptist off the sign. We'll take Pastor Eddie White off the sign before we take Baptist off the sign. You say, "Why is that so important?" It speaks of what we believe in and what we stand for. This will never be a community church. This will never be an oasis. Nod your little head. If you can't, you might just be in the wrong place. We Baptists. What do you mean we Baptists? We believe in the virgin birth. We believe in the eternal security of the believer. We believe in blood-bought salvation. Amen. We believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're Baptists. But if we're not careful, we get that word that we put in front of Baptists, and we take that a little bit to the extreme. We're independent Baptists. We're independent Baptists. You say, what kind of Baptists are we? We're independent Baptists. But we're not so independent that we're independent of God. Amen. I know some that they won't meet with us and they won't come to our meetings and they don't want us to come to theirs because we don't sing what they sing and we don't do like they do. Well, what does independent mean? If everybody's got to act like you, walk like you, look like you, talk like you, cut their hair like you, wear the same kind of glasses you wear, drive the same kind of car you wear, and wear the same kind of shoes you wear, then we're not independent. But we take that word independent a little too to the heart, man. We're almost independent to that. We're independent of God. We've got a crowd in America that is trusting in a movement. I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. Everywhere I go, especially if it's the first time I've been there, it never fails. Some jackleg's going to come up to me at the end of the service and ask me where I went to school. One time I want to say, why do you care? Why does it matter? I like to lie to them. I'd say Liberty. Temple, I went to Tennessee Temple. If I'm with a house crowd and they say, where'd you go to school? I went to Ruckman. I didn't go nowhere, amen. I don't know none of that crowd, nothing. Listen, I'm just trying to say we're dependent people, but we're not dependent on a movement or denomination. We're dependent on our Heavenly Father tonight. Where'd I tell y'all to turn? Psalms 146, look with me at verse number 3. He said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man in whom there is no help. If we're trusting man for our help, we're hurting. We're dependent people. If we weren't so dependent, Christ would not have had to die. Amen. We're dependent people. We're divided people. It's only God that can bring us together. Would you agree to that? Amen. Listen, Sunday morning, God willing, he don't come for Sunday. Sunday morning, in this sanctuary, there will be people who have just gotten out of jail. People who never finished high school. There will be lawyers. Or at least a lawyer. There will be certified public accountants. There will be plumbers. There will be carpenters and electricians. What are you saying? There will be black. Go ahead and hit that again. Do you say amen? There'll be black. Amen. There'll be Jamaican. Amen. There'll be Haitian. Amen. Every walk of life. We even have mentally challenged people. You say, really? Yeah, one's preaching to you right now. We have mentally challenged people. Where else on earth can you get such a diverse group together in one accord and one mind? It's God who brings together a divided people. Amen. It's God who can bring a little old bus kid through here on Sunday morning and he's held as high esteem as the preacher behind the pulpit is. Are you listening to me? Hey, it's because of our weakness that we need prayer. Why? Because we're dependent people. We're dependent on God for everything in our lives, every breath that we draw, every step that we take. God, help me have another one. God, help me have another one. We need to depend on God for everything. We're dependent people. We're divided people. Listen, let me give you another reason why our weakness makes our prayer life necessary. We're defiled people. Amen. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's me, you, and the Pope. Amen. You get in trouble saying that up north. Amen. But the Pope don't get saved, he'll die and go to hell just like anybody else. Amen. Am I right? We're defiled people. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. You know, we've got a lot of Christians today, Brother Jack. They like to button that top button on their coat and get that little snot rag that matches their tie. And they got everything just right, but they got the fundamental T's crossed and the fundamental I's dotted, and you'd think they'd never sinned in their life. And they talk to people like they never have. Self-righteous crowd makes me sick, man. Listen here, let me tell you something. Dr. Bottle Stopper's got to get on his knees and repent and confess his sins to God, just like I got to get on my knees and repent and confess my sins unto God. Hey, it's not a one-time thing. It's a daily thing, over and over and over and over and over and over. Brother Jack will tell you, Brother Jason will tell you, this brother right here will tell you why people don't make it through the program, why they don't make it through the homes. They quit confessing. They just quit confessing. How many of you ever confess the same sin more than once? Keep your hand up more than twice. More than three times. What are you saying, preacher? Are we wasting our time? No, you just keep on till you get it.
That's right.
Just keep on till you get it. How many times? The Bible said a just man falleth seven times, rises up again. What are you saying? I'm saying you fall down. Brother, he said the young men shall utterly fall. We will fall. We will flounder. We will faint. But get up and get forgiveness. Hey, why? Because we're defiled human beings, brother. We're born into sin. We're born under the curse of Adam. And we're going to sin and we're going to mess up. But keep going back and keep going back and keep going back and keep going back. Confession ought to be the biggest part of every prayer we pray.
Amen.
God, forgive me. Amen. What is it that causes us to sin? It's our weakness. It's our weakness. Man, I wish I could reach spiritual perfection. I wish I could do that. I wish I could be as spiritual as some of these preachers act like they are. I wish I could. Some people can't stand realness in the pulpit. They can't stand transparency in the pulpit. One preacher said, famous preacher, in one of his books I read, never let people see your weakness. Why? My armpits don't stink, do they? What's wrong? Don't ever let people see your weakness. Why are people supposed to think I'm above? If I was Superman, my throat wouldn't be scratchy. If I had a big S up under my coat, y'all all right? Oh, we're all weak creatures. And our weakness ought to drive us to our prayer. Amen. We're needful people. Amen. If you get outside yourself and get outside your pride and realize you need prayer, you would pray. Well, you say, preacher, why don't I pray like I should? You don't think you need it. You don't think you need it. Let a big lump swell up inside of your throat, you pray. Guaranteed, ain't nobody got to say, hey, you ought to pray about that lump in your throat. No, brother, you done call everybody and their brother, made sure it's on the prayer line, made sure it's on the prayer sheet. My phone rings every Wednesday afternoon. Brother Eddie, I ain't going to be able to be there tonight, but make sure it gets on the prayer sheet. Make sure, why? They realize they have a need. Don't hear from them any other time, but get a bad report from the doctor. Oh, everybody pray. Listen, man, I got need every day. And if I got need every day, you got need every day. And I got weakness every day. And if I got weakness every day, you got weakness every day. It's our weakness that makes our prayer life necessary. Amen. Lord, look yourself in the mirror every day when you get up and go, you weakling. You weakling. Amen. The apostle said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Amen. In His strength. Y'all all right? Realize it's our weakness. It's not our spirituality that makes us prayer warriors. It's our weakness. Let me ask you a question. I'll give you the second point and we'll go get the kids. What was it ever caused you to pray to start with? The first prayer you ever prayed that God heard, what was it that caused you to pray? You was on your way to hell, wasn't you? And you couldn't help yourself. You couldn't go downtown and buy a ticket for it. They didn't sell it at Walmart. It was beyond you. You couldn't go talk to your preacher because it was beyond him. It was beyond your mamas, beyond your daddy. There wasn't but one place you could go. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It was your weakness that drove you to your prayer in the first place. It's our weakness that will drive us to our knees in prayer every day of our life. If you needed Him for salvation, you need Him for living. If you needed Him to keep you out of hell, you need Him to get you through Thursday. Amen. It's our weakness that makes our prayer life necessary. Listen, let me give you another little thought. I want to give you the warranty. The warranty that makes our prayer life a possibility. The warranty that makes our prayer life a possibility. Somebody said, why do y'all pray all the time? It works. I wished I had a big deep theological answer and give you the Greek word and all that good junk, but it works. Why do y'all pray? It works. Yeah. Man, y'all pray four or five times a service. It works. Yeah. It's that simple. I want you to back up. Y'all still in Isaiah? Did you hold your place there? Isaiah. Before we ever got to our text verse tonight, I want you to look at verse number 28. And we'll shout about this a little bit. And we'll go. Isaiah 40 and verse number 28. He said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, watch this, fainteth not? Yeah. Go back down to our text verse, verse 30. Yeah, even the youth shall what? Faint and be weary. Go back to verse 28. The Creator of the ends of the earth, what is it that He does not do? Faint. He fainteth not, neither is He what? Weary. Go back to our text verse. Even the youth shall faint and be what? Weary. We faint and we're weary, but there's one who's not. Amen. He said, there is no searching of his understanding. Now watch verse 29 real good. Watch verse 29. He giveth power to who? To the faint. And to them that have no what? Might. He increaseth what? Strength. There's the warranty of a prayer right there. When I'm weak, I can go to one who has no weakness. When I'm faint, I can go to one who's never fainted. When I'm weary, I can go to one who has never been weary. When my strength is wearing thin and just about gone, I can go to one who possesses all power and all might. And He's my Father and I'm His child. And I have that own warranty of the Word of God that all I've got to do is ask. And it's available to me and it's available to you. Wow. Not my power, not my might, but in His strength alone, friend. I don't have to have the power of Eddie White to go to the pulpit. I have to have the power of God. I don't have to have the power of Eddie White to face tomorrow. And neither do you. But we need the power of God. We need the strength of God. You ever took an old wore out car that you just about had to push into the dealership. Hope it didn't quit on them while they was test driving it. Anybody ever traded one in like that? Everything I've ever traded has been like that. I got one out there with a rear end whining in it now. I go to trade it in, I'm going to tell them, oh, that's tire noise. I'm kidding. You take that old wore out piece of junk in. You trade it for a brand new one that's still fresh and got all its power. Do you know it's kind of like what our prayer life is? Amen. We bring our weakness to Him. We walk away with His strength. Amen. We bring our lack of power. We come to Him in a fainting position, but we walk away with a shout of victory. Amen. Wow, we're trading what we have for what He has. Isn't that good? You say, yeah, but God's not getting a good deal. He knows it. He knows it. He knew it when He got you. He knew you was a lemon. He knew you was a clunker when He saw you coming, when He saw you coming down the aisle. The Lord in heaven said, there comes another piece of junk. He said, yeah, but we'll take him. Amen. There comes another clunker on the last cylinder. Come on, come on.
Amen, bro.
Yes, sir. Amen. Necessity of prayer. We're weak. We need to understand that. Quit faking it. Quit being a phony. Quit being a fraud. Well, I'm afraid if I sit here, everybody will wonder why I went to the altar. Who cares?
Amen.
Who cares? Let them run out of gas. Come get you a fill up.
Yeah.
Who cares what they think, man? Let pride go out the window.
Yeah.
Get what you need when you come to the house of God.
Amen.
Don't tell me you've been out in the world all day on Monday and Tuesday. Been working with the wicked crowd, listening to all the filthy jokes and the cussing and God's name in vain, every other word. Seeing all the filth. Don't tell me you don't come in here on Wednesday night just a little bit weak. Don't tell me it's these bus workers. I got a few of them in here tonight. The rest of them's out there working. Bus workers, don't you tell me after Sunday morning you run that bus all day long and you barely get back here for Sunday night. Don't tell me you don't come in here a little bit weary. Sometimes you even wonder why you do it. I've been there. Hey man, let's quit faking it. You ain't got to be 10 foot tall and bulletproof all the time. Sometimes we'll just come fall out before God and say, God, I'm weak. Lord, if you don't give me some strength, I don't know if I can make it another day. You know what the Lord said? The Lord solved that problem for you in that model prayer, what we call the Lord's Prayer. He said, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. God, give me what I need for today. Give me what I need for today. God, I'm weak. What is bread? It's a source of strength. Amen. It's a source of strength. Why do we pray? Our weakness makes our prayer life necessary. But verse 28 gives us the warranty that makes our prayer life a possibility. Simple. Hope it was a help. I know what you're telling everybody else, but how about it in your own heart? Are you doing as well spiritually as you'd like everybody to think you are? You get in a position like me and Brother Jack. Brother Jack travels more than I do. He stays gone. But we're in pulpits all over this country. When we walk in the door, people go, oh, there's Brother Jack. I walk in the door, oh, there's Brother Eddie. Oh, if they could really see.
Amen.
They could really see. We come in. We may look sharp. We may look like we got it all together. We wore out. We're tired and we're weary. Is it okay to be that honest? Sometimes we just got to get down with God and say, God, I'm weak. Lord, fill my cup. Lord, I need some strength to face tomorrow. You know what? I don't know what battles I have to face tomorrow. You don't either. But I'm going to ask God for the strength to face them tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to realize it's my weakness that makes my prayer life necessary.
Amen.
I don't pray because I'm a strong Christian. I pray because I'm a weak one.
Amen.
We got the idea of those who pray a lot are very spiritual. No, they're very needful.
Amen.
If you'll check your own life, when you don't have a need, you don't pray too much. But when those needs are there, that prayer life's there.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Let's stand our feet tonight. Listen, our prayer sheets are on the table. Pick you one up as you come. This is how we close our service on Wednesday night. We get you a prayer sheet. You pray till you're through. When you get done, you're dismissed. But remember, when you dismiss, there may be others still praying, so dismiss quietly. I love you, church. Thank you for being here tonight. Good to have Brother Jack. Hey, when you get through praying, please just go back to your seat. We're going to take up an offering for him. I forgot all about that.